Tell me the story about in the aftermath of the JFK assassination. What was it like to be watching?
That was a wild story. That was a wild story. As a matter of fact, you know, because we didn't really have the facilities, we didn't have a news department per se. So when they were having the funeral for JFK, it was really odd to work there when the assassination actually happened and to see the body come in and so on. But when they had the funeral cortege, I decided I'm going to go and cover the funeral cortege like we've got a mobile unit. So what I was doing is I was running up and down Pennsylvania Avenue from building to building, running into a telephone, picking up the telephone, dialing telephone, and talking about the cortege and where it is now and who's there, and there's President Charles de Gaulle, because I was able to see everything from the building, from the lobbies of each building. And then I kept doing that until the cortege finally got to the church, St. Matthew's Cathedral, which happened to be in the middle of the block. I think Connecticut Avenue was one side, or Avenue K, whatever it was. And so now I can't go in there, but I'm looking for a vantage point so I can talk about it. So I go into the building and I can't find a telephone. None of the elevators are working because all the buildings are closed. So I go up through the stairs, and I go up one flight of stairs, and I can't find a telephone, and I keep going up. So finally I go up about four flights of stairs, no telephone, and I go up one more flight, and before I know it, I'm on the roof. Now I'm on the roof of this building. From this point on the roof, I can look across and I can see St. Matthew's Cathedral as if borders were St. Matthew's Cathedral. And as I'm looking across, and I figured, well, let me make some notes and start to write down. And I had a tape recorder. I'll talk into the tape recorder. Then I'll run down, I'll find a telephone someplace, and I'll play the tape recorder back. So as I'm standing there and I'm looking across, all of a sudden I feel these arms grab me on the shoulders. And I have no idea what's happening, and before I know it, they whip me around, and they slam me against the chimney of the building, and I'm looking at a couple of policemen from the Washington Police Department, and they've got their guns pointed right at my stomach. Well, now I'm scared to death. I don't know what the hell's going to happen. I'm stuttering, and I'm yammering, and I'm explaining what I am, and so on. And they say, get out of here. Just get out of here. Lucky that you're not dead, that you're alive. So now I'm so nervous, and I'm so scared, and I'm so disoriented, I don't know what I'm doing. In retrospect, I know what happened now. I was wearing a suit, jacket, shirt, tie, and I had on a trench coat. And so I walk out. Now, because I realized later that I looked like an FBI agent or something, I walk right through a cordon of police, FBI agents, military people, not even realize what I'm doing. I don't even realize where I'm walking, what I'm doing. I'm a total daze. I walk right through. Nobody stops me. I go right in front of St. Matthew's Cathedral. When I get to the church, I realize what happened. I said, oh, my God, how do I get out of this? Because now I realize where I am, now I'm too scared to walk back. So I stayed right there, and I just stayed there for the entire time, however long the mass lasted, an hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever. I just stayed there, and when they ended, I realized as it was happening, if I had a hand grenade or a bomb, I could have blown up half the world's leaders at this time. But I was too scared even again. The only thing I thought of was just, God, let it end and let me get out of here. And it finally did end, and I just went the other way. It took me days to get over that. But that's how the whole thing with the JFK assassination was, you know. It was really something. It was really strange. And then I'll never forget that night, because my brother-in-law came down from New York and they wanted to go to the Capitol and see the body and so on. It was absolutely freezing one night, and it had to be like, you know, 0 degrees or something like that. And we had the kids with us, and they just couldn't stand it anymore. And finally, at about 3 o'clock in the morning, we gave up. We never got into the rotunda to see the casket or anything. So it was really a wild time.